Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original series that talks with nonprofits in our area, sponsored in part by the Ball State Federal Credit Union and Open Door Health Services.
I'm Michelle Kinsey, and joining me is Kim and Laura, and they are here from Muncie Outreach. First of all, Kim and Laura, tell us a little bit about what you do with Muncie Outreach.
Muncie Outreach is an LGBTQ youth group. We have two groups, actually. We have a group for kids 21 and under, and then we have a support group for transgender and non-binary individuals that meets weekly.
I'm Kim McKenzie, and I'm the assistant director, and I've been volunteering for almost a year and a half for Muncie Outreach.
Walk me through the support a young person is going to get when they walk through the doors at Muncie Outreach.
Well, we start each meeting with a check-in where the kids talk about themselves and their week. We have a family meal where we sit down together and share food. And then we have some type of programming, which we like the kids to either lead or choose. We try to do what they want so it's their group.
Sure.
And then we have agencies that work with us. Open Door comes in to do HIV testing and sex education. We get lots of support from A Better Way. They come in and talk about domestic violence and suicide. So we try to combine fun and education.
Why do you think it is important for the community to have Muncie Outreach?
The kids that come to us have a lot of problems. LGBT kids are more likely than non-LGBT kids to be homeless. 40% of all homeless youth do identify as LGBT. Another issue is that Indiana has the highest youth suicide rate in the entire country, and LGBT youth are up to 8 times more likely to attempt suicide. Our community has a higher instance of substance abuse. Our high school dropout rate is 3 times higher. So, you know, school is a very unwelcoming climate to LGBT youth. And, you know, unemployment and poverty are higher. So it's not just something that affects just this small, insular little community. It's something that affects our entire community. And a lot of these kids don't get support from their families. They don't get support from their schools, and that's what we're there to do. We don't have an agenda. We're not trying to preach anything. We just want to be there to support them.
Talk to me about some of the things that you do, events, fundraisers.
We're always looking for fundraising. Our big thing every year is our prom. We have LGBT prom, which is highly attended. We have between 90 and 100 kids attend each year, and it's free to them. The high school prom is, what, $70 a couple, so our prom's pretty highly attended.
We also do community educational events. We recently co-hosted a meeting called Trans 101, and it was an informational meeting. We had a local instructor teach it. We had over 80 people attend, and so that's a lot of people that got informed and learned some things that they didn't know before. And then we're also a resource for teachers, doctors, you know, and therapists. We often hear that they have referred their clients to us.
Wow. And again, you said you have teens from all over, not just Muncie?
Correct. Yep. Great. Yep. We have teens from Fairmount and from Fort
wow.
Wayne. Yeah. Marion and Fort Wayne. So they come from everywhere.
We're the only thing going from Indianapolis to Fort Wayne, so, you know, there is a definite need for our group.
What if I want to help in another way? What if I want to volunteer? What can I do?
We are looking for volunteers. We need volunteers to work with youth directly on Fridays, and we need kitchen help sometimes because we serve a family meal.
Sure.
Since we're a fairly new organization and we're a growing organization, we're looking for board members. We want people who are just full of energy and willing to help lead us to a future where we can serve more people. We can serve this community better. We also have several community groups and other community organizations that host fundraisers for us.
Wonderful.
So maybe you have a group and you need a charity. You're looking for a charity. So on Saturday, the Corn-Fed Derby Dames roller derby team once again did their final home bout. And this year, we were the recipient of all of their donations.
Wonderful.
So they've been wonderful. We've also had sororities host fundraisers for us and other groups.
What if I just want to know more about it? Can I reach out to Muncie Outreach?
Well, our website is excellent. So
great.
Please check out our website. There are just tons of resources listed there.
And what is the website?
And our website is Muncie Outreach. .org. If you want to email us, you're welcome to do that too. MuncieOutreach@gmail.com.
Community Connection is hosted by Michelle Kinsey and engineered by Sean Ashcraft. You can catch up with our entire past archive of shows at indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection.